putting on a red.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee?
We don't want to keep you waiting. We're going directly into the bit here.
Just a little inside information. We've talked about this before. When I click sound to play, it takes somewhere between 2 seconds and 10 seconds for that sound to start playing. So I got to guess. I guess
you know
wrong.
It's just one of those things. Like in a radio environment, you know, you just hope for just some consistency, and you really don't know.
No consistency.
But I
Let
guess
me
that's
tell you what.
Makes it fun.
There is no friggin' consistency here. None to be seen anywhere. We are flying by the seat of our pants.
Always. And hey, it's live. So thanks for being here at 12:44.
Yeah.
We have the Bee or Not the Bee here. This is something we do every Friday during Wiggins America. I take a bunch of stories. Some of them are real headlines. Some of them are from the Babylon Bee, which means they are satire. I read the headline. The room decides whether they think they are the Bee or not the Bee. And then I let you know whether they are real. Here is the first one. Nazi reenactors shut down Massachusetts restaurant.
That could be real.
Did you say reenactors?
Didn't we have some people in St. Louis acting like Nazis here recently?
Oh, this missed my radar.
Weren't there some people dressed up like idiots on a bridge somewhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, I think I remember what you're talking about. It's like on an overpass.
Yeah, I hope I didn't make that up, but it's believable to me.
That would be great if we looked this up. There was no such story. And you're like, weren't there some Nazis on a bridge?
Somebody told me that. I saw it on Twitter. That means it's real.
I'm going to say it's real, too.
So, Michelle is saying Highway 64, so I don't
know. Okay, Highway 64.
What are you saying here, mister? Yeah, real? Real?
Yes, it's too specific to not be real. Nazi reenactor shut down Massachusetts restaurant. Now, that's the headline from Vice, leans left. Here's the story. A group of historians from the American Heritage Museum went to the restaurant, which is called Kith and Kin, for a meal on Saturday night.
With a K.
Four of them. Yes, actually, it's two
That's
Ks.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. Four of them were dressed as American soldiers, one as a military nurse, and two as SS soldiers.
Were they going for lunch?
They had just come from a reenactment.
Dude, if you're going as a Nazi somewhere to reenact it, you gotta change when you leave the reenactment. It does not carry over. You can't wear the costume anywhere else ever.
So
you can't do it.
The American soldiers, they were still in costume. The military
That's
nurse,
allowed.
She's still in costume.
Okay.
The SS soldiers,
not
also
okay.
still in costume.
Not allowed.
No.
The restaurant has found itself in trouble after the staff served the World War II reenactors.
Now, should they have just served some of them?
It's a good question, but here's where it starts
sir,
to
could
turn.
Could you please take your Nazi costume out of our restaurant and just change?
Yes, and then just screaming in German, and they storm out.
Nine.
Kith and Kin, that means they were going to just sit there, though. Kith and Kin has temporarily closed now, though, after several threats and backlash at their serving World War II reenactors.
So hold on a second. Just so we get this story completely clear. These aren't people who were like protesters, who were appropriating Nazi culture because they believe in it and they wanted to spread it. They had gone and participated in a reenactment that
at some historical, like well-known historical society.
I would assume celebrated the actual end of World War II.
Yes.
In an appropriate, they didn't like revise the story, and then they were hungry, so they went out to eat.
At Kith and Kin.
So, yes. dumb move. Change your clothes.
Yes.
But also at the same time, weird situation to be in.
If you're a server, you go, can you guys change just these two outfits?
If the person who is being, I would assume that they looked like they were white people who were in these costumes.
I would assume.
Do we live in a time that is so stupidly woke that you're like, I don't know if I can discriminate against them?
I have no idea.
You can discriminate against Nazis, people. That's a yes.
Here's the thing that's awkward about this story is that now they're the restaurant has closed because people were so mad that they threatened, and they were threatening the restaurant. So they wanted to get rid of hate, and so they're hating the restaurant so much that they're threatening them.
Well, here's another question, because we don't know the answer to this, but does this restaurant have a reputation?
Say it again?
A reputation.
No, because...
Is there context here that we don't have that suggests that this restaurant has been politically active? You know, we could have a fight over whether Nazis are too far to the left or too far to the right. Sometimes they wrap around and meet on the other end. But if a restaurant has some sort of reputation and you're like, now they've got Nazis in there,
yeah, right,
then maybe the context is what got you in trouble. I don't know.
I read several stories, because what I do when I find a real story like this, I read several of them to find the one headline that sounds the most like it could be the B.
Yeah.
And so I read several of these. There was nothing in there that, oh, this restaurant has kind of a reputation.
Do you feel bad for the restaurant?
I think we do feel bad for the restaurant, because they're just trying to serve food and they got caught up in the middle of something.
I feel like if you're a server and you see American soldiers, a World War II era nurse, and two SS soldiers walk in and sit down to eat together, you would get the idea.
It's like a joke.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a joke.
No.
Two SS soldiers and four American World War II soldiers and one nurse walk into a bar.
Walk into kith and kin.
Walk into kith and kin. All right, so that one was real. Next one, Kamala Harris announces...
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah,
on
please,
that?
Please.
Isn't this just an instance where people need to explain what happened? And if what happened was... For the person who's wearing the Nazi stuff to say, I regret wearing that, I should have changed. And for the server to say, I didn't know what to do. I decided to serve him, and I wasn't really 100% sure. I don't agree with Nazi stuff. And well, for the restaurant to come out and say, this was a really bad situation, and we wish it wouldn't have gone there. We're sorry if anybody was upset by this. This is what we stand for. This is what we don't. And then everybody moves on with their life.
That is actually exactly what the restaurant did. And they still can't reopen. No. It's just unbelievable. Man. Like, just understand and get over it. Move on with your life. Kamala Harris announces all new original book, The Art of the Deal.
The B.
You guys got this one. Man, you're good. Many people know my history as a fearless and highly competent prosecutor who has only ever hired for my competence. But few people are aware of just how much I know about New York real estate and negotiating huge deals. Now, finally, there's a book covering this subject. I'm such a great author, am I right? That is the Babylon.
Okay.
All right, next one. Washington Post gives entire staff day off to mourn loss of Hamas leader.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The B.
B.
That is the B, yeah. According to mid-level Washington Post editors who spoke under condition of anonymity, all of the staffers, writers, and editors had managed to drag themselves into work, but were simply too dispirited to do anything more than a few half-hearted tweets critical of Trump and J.D. Vance.
Man, I'm not prepared to say, you know, Donald Trump's going to be victorious here, because I don't want to jinx anything, as if jinxes actually exist. But are some of these people going to be okay if he does?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Everything around them in their life will be better.
Yeah.
And they'll be more miserable.
There's a solid quarter of this country that's not going to know what happened on November 10th once we actually get the results in. A little extra joke there for the people. The Kelce Brothers' new cereal is a breakfast love story, and we're saying yes.
That's real and sad.
It's got to be real, isn't it?
It is real.
Oh, no.
It's some Food Network blog or something. It says, football season is just a few days away. This is a couple weeks ago. And if you've been missing seeing the Kelce family, name all over your social media, don't fret. Both Travis Kelce and older brother Jason will soon be at the breakfast table with you. The Kelce brothers have collaborated with General Mills, the company behind classic cereals like Cocoa Puffs and Trix, to create their own Kelce Mix brand of cereal. This cereal combines Lucky Charms, Reese's Puffs, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Of course, being that the new cereal is actually just a blend of some old classics, there's nothing stopping you from making your own Kelce Mix.
Thanks for the permission.
You're welcome.
These guys.
Next.
Milking it for everything they got. I don't blame them.
I don't either. Oops, we meant to say up, explains FBI after months of saying crime is down.
Go on.
In his opening remarks, Director Ray said, here's the problem. This is real, but that the quote is not true. So this is the B.
It's the B.
Yeah, this is the okay, B. Yeah, yes. This is the B. But this is a fact still.
The FBI never meant to say up.
Okay.
They didn't mean to say up.
Okay.
They had to reluctantly come back and say, ope, sorry, crime.
Yeah.
Ope.
Ope. In his opening remarks, Director Ray said, oops, we meant to say up. Crime is up. It is not, as previously stated, down. It's possible we've been holding the chart upside down for the past several months.
Who knew?
Our bad.
Donald Trump knew. Who didn't? David Muir. Did he know or did he not know? We knew that Trump knew.
It's a good question. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said it could happen to anyone, remembering the many times she herself had looked at charts and graphs upside down. I move we dismiss the director and conclude this hearing. Representative Thomas Massey was seen burying his head in his hands. Witnesses claim to have heard him muttering, I'm surrounded by idiots.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
In conclusion, up, Director Ray said, concluding his remarks, crime is up.
Oh, so sad.
It is sad.
People understand that the reason why the numbers were reported to be down is because the big cities just didn't report their crime.
Yeah, and the question is, did they just start reporting crime, or did they, what changed that now they're realizing, oh no, crime actually is up? I don't know the answer to that. Next one, robot vacuums hurl racist slurs at owners.
This is a tough one. Real?
I think I'm going to go B.
Annie is correct. This is real.
It's too weird to be not real.
Exactly. Like, it's too specific. In a recent tech fail, robot vacuum owners across the U.S. reported that the devices had been hacked, causing their trusty cleaning bots to yell out racial slurs and chase their pets. A security flaw in the Chinese-made EcoVax DeepBot X2 is being blamed. It's just the name of it. Blamed for the hacks. These vacuums are pretty popular, which means the chaos is widespread. A Minnesota lawmaker...
Have you heard of these vacuums? I've never heard of this vacuum.
They look a lot like Roombas. I think they're similar.
I'm not fancy enough to have that kind of a vacuum in my house.
Yeah, a Minnesota lawmaker found that this was happening to him when a voice started booming through his little vacuum robot, yelling the F word over and over again.
Oh, no.
Swanson realized it had been hacked, turned it off, and threw it in the trash. That's hey, just keep an eye on your Roomba.
Make him finish the job before it was done.
Yeah, so there you go. One more real quick. Sure. Experts say Kamala can still win if she doesn't appear in public again between now and election day.
Oh, man. Have you noticed people are like, Donald Trump is canceling interviews, blah, 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 acting like somehow or another Donald Trump is all of a sudden scared to be in front of the camera?
Right.
Dude, he's going from one thing to the next so fast, it's hard to keep up. Not to mention the fact his life is being threatened right now by Iran. So him just showing up in place A, B, and C, it's not as simple as, I don't know, Kamala Harris to do it. She even wanted to be on Fox News. What do you think scared right now? Let's take your phone calls when we come back. 314-241-9797. Is Donald Trump funny? Call us. We'll talk to you next.